Blog Talk Radio. Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Ah, yes, back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Nyan, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Welcome to the show. Well, surely I'm utmost thankful for the opportunity, yes, indeed, for the opportunity here again to be back here with you. Speak these precious words, these very precious words, the Most High has spoken for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, he has told me, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said that surely, yes indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I will surely have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, indeed, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, indeed, to destroy. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, has a promise. In fact, he's given his promise that my brothers and sisters, even if a whole world be deceived, even if a whole world, my brothers and sisters, falls short of discerning his absolute wisdom and glory, what is his salvation? Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, that he is not forgetful, and that he surely will restore to the minds of men what is necessary after what is from the beginning a pure, perfect, and constant standard. I said a pure, perfect, and constant standard, that indeed the hope of peace shall be manifest in this earth. For there's no peace, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of diverse standards. There's no peace, my brothers and sisters, where there is no constant. There's no peace, my brothers and sisters, but that a pure and perfect standard be the absolute ideal love, trust of all peoples, my brothers and sisters, even throughout all the ages and throughout all lands. Purity and completion offers one choice. My brothers and sisters, we are indeed admonished to realize the meaning of what Messiah said when he said, in the beginning, when he spoke through Yohanan, the apostle, saying, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that that which the Most High declared from the beginning is a constant and it is eternal. And my brothers and sisters, only upon that standard which the Most High declared from the beginning is there any hope unto eternal life. Meaning that since it is obvious, or it should be obvious, that the 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, and counting, world, the multitude of different religiosities we see in the world, since it should be obvious that they cannot be true to the will of one, then my brothers and sisters, we should have always understood, yes indeed, always understood the meaning of what Messiah said to an already divided world when he said your righteousness surely must exceed that of your rulers. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Think about it. Already when Messiah had come, men were blinded after the diverse standards of their rulers who caused the people to presuppose their rulers, even as gods, my brothers and sisters. Oh, go back and look at it. Among all the heathen nations, the rulers of the nations compelled that the people perceive them in their fleshliness, in their diversitudes across the nations. All our brothers and sisters among the nations were compelled to believe that their rulers were supreme and true to the power of whatever gods they professed to worship. Well, my brothers and sisters, all whatever gods the people were compelled to believe and trust in. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, so often men's concept of deity was defined by their variant rulers. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's an obvious thing then that the rulers of the earth had no concept of a truly holy kingdom because they had no concept of a single supreme absolute deity. However, my brothers and sisters, among the heathen, where many were compelled to uphold all the diverse ideas of their many differing kings, many differing religiosities, many differing gods. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, where the heathen had these precepts? There was no concept in their mind of an end to confusion. If there's no hope for an end to confusion, my brothers and sisters, where's the hope of peace? There is none. We've said it before, I will say it again. And in fact, I would truly advise all of you who are hearkening to the show you hear tonight to listen to last night's show, the show that was related here on Blog Talk Radio, on what was actually first day evening, January, if you will, 5th, 2014. It seems amazing already to be talking 2014, doesn't it? Well, that show, my brothers and sisters, was chock full of information relative to the type of things of which I speak tonight. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. If the people compelled to perceive no righteousness greater than their king, were not then all their rulers obstacles against discerning the greater righteousness of Yah? Messiah came as the instrument of the Most High from above to tell his people who believed in him that your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, if every man is subject only to the diversities that the various rulers over every nation have predisposed the people to trust, then realize, my brothers and sisters, for all the people are compelled never to seek beyond what their rulers have predisposed them contentiously among the lands to uphold, then, my brothers and sisters, every single soul that trusts after such is in bondage, never to discern the exceeding righteousness of Yah that is necessary. I said that is necessary unto true salvation. The kingdom of Yah is not according to the multitude of diverse, contentious standards of men. In fact, there's a reason why the scriptures tell us that Messiah comes to gather his people from the midst of all the nations, to gather his people unto his rule beyond all the rulers and kings. For my brothers and sisters, if men seek to uphold that which Messiah must come to rebuke, then my brothers and sisters, men have been hijacked unto animosity against the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah. Hijacked, my brothers and sisters, to insult the righteousness of Yah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, having preferred darkness more than light. Hear me. Whatever it is that the rulers have compelled the people to exalt standards, not true to the fullness the Most High has intended for his people. Whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, men have been compelled not to seek the fullness of all that the Most High declared from the beginning according to what is written. We are admonished to acknowledge this fact. Messiah will come for the restitution, refreshing, bringing again to mind all things. The Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. That which you find at Acts 3:18-23. So therefore, whatever various institutions of men, pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders, have compelled the people to trust in less than this fullness. Every single one of these institutions has been blasphemous against the salvation of man. Blasphemous, my brothers and sisters, insulting against the gospel, refusing to recognize the reference point the Most High declared from the beginning, refusing to seek the remembrance of that standard as what is in true accord. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit of the Most High sins, that rebukes all sin. How about all miscreant, misadministrative misallegiances? Rebukes all sin, all fallen and perverse and polluted standards, and teaches all things, my brothers and sisters, to bring all things the Most High declared to remembrance. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, bring all things to remembrance, even the truth that the rulers of the earth would not tell. Think about it. Most High sends prophets to speak what the rulers would not or dare men say. That the rulers have power to constrain the mouth of the prophets, or that the Most High sends prophets to speak corollary to the various kings of the earth. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there's many cases in your Bible whereby prophets did not just simply prophesy regarding their own nations and the maladies within them, but my brothers and sisters, they prophesied regarding man's need to overcome even all the misconceits of all the nations. And my brothers and sisters, I would have you to understand that the covenant of the Most High is that surely he must rebuke, expose, and prove unrighteous, even foolish, all the various anomalies, misallegiances, political, social, national, and religious across all the nations, even all the kings and priests of the earth, that men finally discern before the Most High that he is one, not subdivided after any of the frailties or any of the short-sightedness of any of the rulers of this earth, that all might understand that Yah is one and he is not destabilized after the infirmity of man. Scriptures tell us well, like in Isaiah 40:27, that even the young men shall faint and be weary. In other words, forgetful, indiscriminate concerning that which the Most High has spoken. But my brothers and sisters, it is always true that the Most High has never forgotten his word, that he will indeed restore mankind to the wisdom of that which he has declared from the beginning. But my brothers and sisters, that restoration, that blessing, that salvation, that opportunity unto eternal life is for only the most humble and diligent soul. Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to do what? I would give your attention, if you would. Please give your attention over to Isaiah 41, speaking of how men have sworn by the holy name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And the Most High has already said that he would not give his glory to another. Therefore, he must refine his people. What then does Messiah come for? We've talked a little bit about Zephaniah 13. The scripture speaks to Messiah saying, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the rulers. Smite the shepherd, and the flock should be scattered." He talks about refining his people, my brothers and sisters, even refining his people to such a degree that The rebellious heart will not stand, and 2/3 of humanity will perish. But a third that remains will be chosen, one Most High. You find that in Zechariah 13? What about Isaiah 48? Most High has already said that he will not by any means sanction the unrighteousness of men. Men swearing by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, have sworn false vows, not unto him at all. To swear not unto truth nor unto righteousness is an oath with the devil, my brothers and sisters, not the Most High. It is to swear allegiance unto human misrepresentation and misallegiance, deception, even blasphemy against the eternal, consummate, constant authority of him who does not deny himself. Scripture says, for this reason, Messiah must come as the trusted ally of the Most High. I said as the trusted ally of the Most High. To expose, my brothers and sisters, all the wickedness of Babylon, all the controversies and contradictions of man, the debate and doubt must be exposed, proven foolish. That faith in the will of one be restored, for faith in the contradictions of many of my brothers and sisters is not faith, not in Yah at all. It is debate, doubt, and confusion, even damnation. So we must understand, my brothers and sisters, why Messiah comes. He said he would come saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. How about to declare the word? Even the word that is from the beginning. The scripture in Revelation says he calls his name the word of Yah. Meaning, obviously, then, my brothers and sisters, he comes to what? Declare the word that is eternal from the beginning, that men might have a right, an opportunity unto life. For until man's thoughts are based upon the firmity of that which the Most High declared from the beginning, man's thoughts, my brothers and sisters, being reprobate and unstable, after the infirmity, that is the pollutions, the short-sightedness of men, man's thoughts, my brothers and sisters, function upon such infidelity, are not yet, my brothers and sisters, worthy to be called true to the One Most High. The word from the beginning is the only foundation. That which the Most High declares an eternal statute and is a constant expectation is the only hope man has. The only hope man has for salvation. But to simply say that salvation can be derived after another path other than that which the Most High from the beginning declared is to declare war against the constancy of the Holy Name. And whenever men, my brothers and sisters, after the multitude of their differences, whenever men, after the multitude of their differences, have said that they've been true unto Yah in their complicity in all these diverse contentions and misimaginations, men have sought to blind the minds and hearts of other men, not to be able to discern, indeed, the promise, the identity, the authority, the reverence, the covenant, the truth, the gospel, the righteousness of the One Most High. Indeed, the rulers of the earth, in their multitude of differences, have all been instrumental devices and schemes, my brothers and sisters, that men, distracted by them, not discern what indeed is the righteousness of the One Most High. And my brothers and sisters, the people who, after the pluralities of man, the pollutions of man, the debates and doubts, the misimaginings, the presumptuousness of men, men not discerning what indeed is the righteousness of Yah, my brothers and sisters, can only presume falsely. And in so doing, in daring to presume, in their pride, pretending to be wise, they can only, my brothers and sisters, function as deceivers. Indeed, many have not understood. Being born of this world, man is born predisposed. I would hope you would hear me, my brothers and sisters. born predisposed, hijacked to disrespect the commandment, the authority, and the sovereignty of the One Most High. The Most High told me, whenever a man is subject to any conscience less than his, it is trouble, it is tribulation, it is deception, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. It is irreverent blasphemy. It's indiscriminate thinking. It is gullibility whereby men fall to the wiles of devils, even not discerning, my brothers and sisters, how the messengers of a devil seek to come forth, presenting themselves as angels of light, indeed causing men to love darkness more than light. So many of my brothers and sisters are going to be totally shocked. I said totally shocked to find that they never heard the gospel. If they were never prepared for the day the Messiah comes to expose all the confusion of this world, and if they were never taught to seek beyond all that has wrought this confusion in man's differences, many are going to be shocked to find out that they never heard the gospel, and that all they ever heard and believed and walked in before the Most High has been vanity, worthlessness. But brothers and sisters, no man follows the Most High simply because he believes, after his good intentions, some might say, that they have walked in righteousness. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. I did not say the imaginations of one's heart. Do I need to repeat that? Salvation comes by hearing a word from Yah. I did not say the imaginations of one's heart. And further than that, my brothers and sisters, I did not say by merely hearing the voice of a man. Messiah himself said, that there are many great things that he would speak when he was speaking to his disciples. But he said they could not bear them yet. To the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comes, and he will bring to remembrance all things that he has spoken. I mean the corollaries, the consummate, common, mutual thread of understanding underlying as the foundation of all that for which he spoke. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Many times, my brothers and sisters, Messiah spoke in this wise relative to all the what the prophets had said before. For many hearing his word, if they did not comprehend his intent and meaning and so speaking, the end result, my brothers and sisters, was not an adherence to his thoughts, nor his righteousness, but still yet the misconceits of men. And so often, my brothers and sisters, men are beguiled after the constraints, political, social, and religious of this world, that even when they do hear a word of truth, they interpret it within the constraints of the mindlessness and lawlessness of their rulers, unaware of just how much their rulers have compelled them not to seek the greater wisdom of Yah. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, is that for all that men seek, not knowing that they must look beyond the constraints their rulers establish, many have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, how they were only constantly led from one part of the cage to another. And in such, under such misguidance, they were never free. Why, my brothers and sisters, think about it. A man is predisposed to preserve the systems of this world no matter what. When the scriptures tell you that in order for mankind to be free, Messiah must come to prove foolish all the systems, all the governments, all the kings, all the priests of this world, that he might establish his kingdom. Well, my brothers and sisters, you can't understand, or you refuse to understand Daniel 2:44, when Messiah is prophesied to come to perform fully all that is divine pleasure, whereby the scripture says, in the days of even these present kings. Oh, yes. The Most High will establish a kingdom that shall break into pieces all other kingdoms. And that kingdom, the scripture says, is the one that shall endure forever. Why does it endure forever, my brothers and sisters? Because that kingdom is established upon the firmity and will be preserved upon the firmity of that which the Most High declared from the beginning as an everlasting statute, as an everlasting promise. What else, my brothers and sisters, do we say we seek after when we say or when we pray? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That can only be a petition that all the earth be made true to the will of one. Something that is totally impossible to bring to bear unless men transcend all their rulers. Remember, Messiah said, you're righteous and succeed that of your rulers. Oh, I know some people say the scribes and Pharisees. But I would have you to understand, oh, brothers and sisters, scribes and Pharisees of old were an appointment by Rome. Did you hear me? Some few decades before the birth of Messiah, Rome came in and slaughtered all the priests, set up a priesthood catering to Roman ideals, and even dared to say that they had no king but Caesar. Well, brothers and sisters, Messiah said, go forth and teach all the nations. Baptize them, that means purging them of all the misconceits that are among the nations according to the righteous authority of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is very obvious for those then who will understand this, and Scripture says Jew and Gentile are all under sin, that he was saying your righteous must exceed the sin, the misallegiances, the partial and imperfect standards of men, the false law, the flaw, the fallen standards of men, else you shall not enter unto the kingdom of Yah. Messiah did not come that men prefer darkness rather than light. Messiah did not come that men prefer unrighteousness rather than righteousness. Yah so loved the world, the Most High sent his Son, that men might discern the way of everlasting life. And the way of everlasting life, my brothers and sisters, is according to an everlasting word. Who will understand this? For the scripture says plainly, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, the world believes in him. Shall men say they believe in him according to all the diverse standards of the world? Shall men say they believe in him if they believe a word other than that which was declared from the beginning? Shall men say they believe in him, my brothers and sisters, because they believed in the multitude of deviations, the multitude of partialities and pollutions that are the result of the fall, that so many, my brothers and sisters, who call themselves rulers would prefer that men never discern what was before their perversions came to exist. Brothers and sisters, men can't see or refuse to see that the reason why the world is divided is because man has departed further and further away from the Most High. If man refuses to see, my brothers and sisters, that the only solution is return to that which the Most High declared from the beginning, then, my brothers and sisters, men have not had the faith of Abraham. Men have fallen away, my brothers and sisters, from the hope of the gospel. What's the scripture say? For instance, in Ephesians, salvation is not according to works of the conceits of men. Diverse conceits of men, my brothers and sisters, will never make men whole, pure and complete, that's the will of one. Then we must therefore be the workmanship of the Messiah himself. His workmanship, ultimately under good. How about old, pure, whole, pure, and perfect works? Good works. Which Yah has what? Foreordained. How about foreordained from the beginning? And the scripture says, you strangers to that which makes Israel a commonwealth, the expectation of the restoration of that foundation. Or we need to talk about Isaiah 48. You're strange to that which makes Israel a commonwealth, a people of faith. And the power of Yah to restore that which he declared from the beginning, to restore unto himself a people that speak no lies, do no iniquity. Talking about Zephaniah 3:13, with none of the stabilisms to stabilize the made strong. My brothers and sisters, if you're strangers to that which makes Israel a commonwealth as a people, yes, indeed, all my brothers and sisters, who those who trust as the true children of Abraham, seek the perfect will of Yah, knowing that alone is a blessing, and the perfect will of Yah is not according to that which men have decreed later, but that which the Most High decreed from the beginning. And my brothers and sisters, whoever has not sought that perfect will, my brothers and sisters, has failed the obligation of those who be called the children of Abraham. In fact, my brothers and sisters, whoever it is that does not seek that pure and perfect will declared from the beginning is still a child of the adversary. But the adversary, my brothers and sisters, will compel men to believe that deviant, blasphemous, irreverent, disrespectful standards, refusing to recognize divine reference point, compel men to believe in all these evils, that they are somehow good before the Most High, and he delights in such. No greater lie was ever told. Messiah is sent, my brothers and sisters, that men might receive the Holy Spirit. I did not say they relish in a multitude of false testimony, but the holy testimony of the one Most High. But my brothers and sisters, only by faith in him, and he is not the abundance of human lies. Only those who believe in him, my brothers and sisters, are they who will not perish. For those who continue to speak the lie, the scripture says in 2 Thessalonians, shall be damned. Those who seek to exalt themselves after the falsehood, the half-truths of an unstable and blinded world. Those who preserve these insanities, my brothers and sisters, the scripture never said that they would live, but that they would surely be damned. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, relates it. And Messiah must come to expose the pretense that men have believed, thinking that though Yah is one, he has sanctioned the multitude of human differences. Hear, my brothers and sisters, whoever would believe that the Most High has sanctioned that men should declare their own righteousness according to their own territories of their chosen so-called denominations, have disrespected the Holy Covenant, have disrespected the Holy Name, have disrespected, my brothers and sisters, the only hope for peace. For the only hope of peace, my brothers and sisters, is perfect agreement with the Most High himself. Whoever is not prepared to understand that, whoever is not prepared to understand according to all the prophecies how Messiah comes as Shiloh, there must be the gathering of the people, him unto whom it belongs, him unto whom the Most High said he would give all the kingdoms of the earth. If men have not been prepared themselves that the Most High declare and bring to bear on this earth one king and one shepherd, one priest, one high priest above all, if men have not prepared themselves for that, knowing that the only way it can possibly be is that all others are deposed, then, my brothers and sisters, you never heard the gospel. Scripture says he will suddenly come to the temple of the Most High, he will purge the sons of Levi. How about purge out whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, whose testimony, if you look at Isaiah 41, was not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. Was not true to, my brothers and sisters, that which is from the beginning, that men might discern the current depraved state and know to seek to transcend it. Read Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4. Read out to 43, 9 through 15. And understand, Scripture says Messiah will declare, whoever cannot declare what the Most High declares the purpose for humanity from the beginning, that men have not discerned the increasing depravity of man, that they have not discerned what must be the eventuality of this in order to bring forth the peace. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, has not taught those words, never taught the gospel, and the Scripture calls them all, both those who have taught such maladies and those who follow those who preserve such insanity, such unsoundness, such partiality, Most High calls abomination. Not that which is formed after his spirit, but that, my brothers and sisters, which is the result of the reprobate and presumptuous nature of the undisciplined mind. Most High told me that all is necessary to create a devil, for man to lie, is a man to be left to himself. So faith, saving faith, comes by hearing the word from the Most High. Or dare men say that whatever they presume and call by the holy name, because of their proverbial good intents, is to be counted wise. People have what they call good intents after all kind of different designs. The brothers and sisters, the Most High will not be destabilized by those who have refused his guidance, thinking themselves wise. We talked about this last night. 1 Corinthians 3:18-4:5. Knowing that Yah is one, and that he desires among his people that they all speak the same thing, no divisions among them. He said, whoever considers himself wise after the diversities of this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. And he said, let no man consider himself so wise before the time. The Messiah come to reveal the hidden things, even the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man ought to praise Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It means that the foolish, fallen standards of men are not sufficient by which any man shall enter the kingdom of Yah. And the rulers never had the right, my brothers and sisters, to judge themselves. How then, my brothers and sisters, after fallen standards, do you allow them to constrain you? Hear me. Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of the rulers. For what purpose then did he give his spirit but that man begin to perceive beyond the constraints of what seems right to the carnal mind and to the fleshly senses? Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below, meaning that after his spirit he perceives through the eyes of the Most High. Not according to the constraints of men, not according to the divisiveness that seems wise to men. He said, unless you believe that I am he who reveals the gospel, the word from above, the unadulterated, undivided, unpolluted word from above. He said, men will die in their sins. How about subject to those whose dimensions of insight and foresight is counted short-sighted, even blind, and therefore, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of partialities, innately divisive, innately prideful, innately self-righteous, and innately being divisive, sinful, even cursedly damnable. Remember, Abraham was told that he must seek the perfect will of Yah. So must his people, that there might be a blessing in the earth. How about a reunion? A reconciliation, a oneness restored in the earth. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, does not feel compelled to seek the pure, perfect truth of Yah, that would seek to be satisfied after the short-sightedness of their own hearts and compel others to do the same, doesn't make a difference, my brothers and sisters, what they call themselves by title. All such as this, according to the Philippians in the 2nd and 3rd chapter, you need to read it closely, are counted enemies against the very reason why Messiah gave his life. He said, if I do not go, the comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, that all seek the pure, perfect will of the One Most High, that there be agreement. And wherever, my brothers and sisters, men have sought to call themselves wise, not seeking that fullness, it has been damnedly deceitful, even unto the destruction of all who are compelled to be satisfied in blindness. Who will understand it in this time? My brothers and sisters, who will understand it now that the pretenses of this earth and its worldliness should no more be a beguilement unto so much mass destruction of the souls of men? So my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. A multitude of partial standards, my brothers and sisters, is not an agreement. A multitude of polluted standards, my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant with the Holy One. Shall we not understand what was meant when he said, go forth and teach all nations everything? That means all nations will be conformed fully the perfect will of one. And wherever the nations have resisted this absolute command, it has not been obedience unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but it has been irreverence, lawlessness. My brothers and sisters, even the exaltation of false rulers and false gods, false kings. Hey, a true anointed king speaking out of the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. If all the kings did that, would there be a difference among the rulers? Would there be a difference among the nations? No, my brothers and sisters, if they all were true to all the Holy Spirit declared, they would all be prepared for the righteousness of the Most High revealed through his Messiah. For the scripture says that all the kings of the earth in so many ways will be completely shocked, as will the people, in discerning how much they have missed. Scripture says the kings of the earth, well, think about Isaiah 52:15. It says, kings should shut their mouths. How about they be shocked and shamed, surprised and shamed, rebuked in their shame, having fallen short of the glory. Kings should shut their mouths because of him. How about because of the exceeding word that Messiah should teach? Kings, there should be silenced. Their mouths will be shut because of him. Because that which the people and they had not considered, they shall consider intelligently. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. People are reading this book they call a Bible. But that does not mean, those who read it, does not mean they all come to the same understanding. If they don't come to the same understanding, it means they're not functioning all after the same spirit. But many of my brothers and sisters don't even realize that any time they read the book, seeking them farther to conform to that which they know in this world, they innately read within the cage. Most I told me right off the top, from the very beginning, I better listen to him or somebody will make a fool of me. I would tell you that, my brothers and sisters, when you read that book you call the Bible, you need to realize who is its author. Kings of the earth and the priests of this earth were not its author. And if you fail to see that which the author himself has spoken, that your rulers may be, in fact, are hiding from you. My brothers and sisters, you have not overcome the world. You have not tasted of the victory. For the scriptures tell us again and again, the kings of the earth have been the veil, have been the covering that has blinded all the peoples and all the nations, that men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, the will of the Shashen Shahe, the King of Kings, Shiloh, the Righteous One, the Purdee. And I know that many of the titles of which I just spoke, some of you are completely unaware, but I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah has many titles in the scriptures. Yes, my brothers and sisters, titles like King of the Medes, the Branch, Sunrise, Son of Righteousness that arises. And word from King of the Medes is also the Mahdi, my brothers and sisters, the Elect One. Many prophecies, my brothers and sisters, relate to his title, King of the East, Shiloh. But my brothers and sisters, if they never taught you among the churches, what is the duty of the one unto whom it belongs? The one whom the Most High said would perform all his pleasure, even to the rebuke of all the rulers and kings. If the rulers seeking to sustain their authority over you, and seeking to sustain their trust over you, compelling you to give all your energies and resources after the constraints of their lack, I said their lack of integrity, then my brothers and sisters, they made you enemies against the Most High, because so often men, desirous not to see where they have been deceived, beguiled, to walk after false and even standards unto their own demise, flattering the fatal standards, have actually desired to believe and uphold the words of the liar, the words of the deceiver rather than believe that they had been deceived. And therefore, when one comes to declare the exceeding righteousness of Yah, rather than seeking and being thankful for the revelation, so often, my brothers and sisters, men are ready to contend after what they really have not known. Think about it. Most I told me the greatest wisdom is not what men think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving all things. The Most High has said consideration has not been wisdom at all. Man must give consideration to all the Most High has declared, lest he draw hasty conclusions, blinding himself against discerning the greater wisdom that Yah would reveal. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Rulers of all the nations have declared themselves prime rulers, forgetting that there is one who will judge them all. Compelling men to trust in the short-sightedness of their rulers, if they do not discern the exceeding righteousness of Yah himself. If they do not discern, my brothers and sisters, therefore, becoming comfortable in self-righteousness, do not discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the righteousness of Yah himself. What Scripture says in Psalm 24, who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? But he who has clean hands and a pure heart, pure works due to a pure understanding. He does not lift up his soul unto the vanities. How about vanities of man? Insufficiencies seem wise to men. The deception seeming wise unto men. Nor has sworn deceitfully. My brothers and sisters, you swear to deceit every time you think that a standard is wise that the Most High knows is not. Most High knows that the thoughts of men are vain. And that means, my brothers and sisters, discern beyond the vanity demands that you hear a word from him. But how many of my brothers and sisters are prepared for that? Because the Scriptures tell you that in order to hear a word from him faithfully, you must obey him. He said, if you love him, keep his instructions, his commandments. Blessed are those who hear. Faith comes by hearing a word from him. He says, those to whom who are faithful to keep, preserve, maintain, and defend, be obedient to his command, the revelation of his conscience, he reveal more. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who never felt, who were deceived, to think even, well, let's just say, never felt or to discern the depravity. And let's just say they never discerned that in denial the divine law, they were subject only to the depravities of man. Most High never promised that he would sanction the deepening of depravities that are the diverse contentions of the rulers over the course of time, my brothers and sisters, in departure from that which was declared from the beginning. The Scripture said Messiah will come safe from the beginning, from the creation of their mind, to show you the way that you should go. Oh, that you had kept and preserved what he declared from the beginning, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the ways of the sea. Your descendants would not have been destroyed before him. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, the way ever man have fallen away after the rulers, after standards that are not true to Yah, men have only been taught to disagree with him. And none of this, my brothers and sisters, has been faith in Yah. And none of this, my brothers and sisters, has been a covenant. Who is it that will humble themselves to understand what scriptures mean? The Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach the gospel unto the meek, to release the captives. For as long as men are compelled to believe that the diversities of man are true to the will of the one, men remain deceived and in bondage. And again, the kings of the earth have been blasphemous, disrespectful, and equating their ever-increasing depravity and diversity as if it were, let's just say their unholy authority, compelling people to leave their unholy authority is holy, as if true to the eternal, unchanging, sovereign holiness of the One. The pluralist systems of this world, brothers and sisters, can never be true to the will of One, and therefore can never be a holy covenant. And if they can never be a holy covenant, filled with contradictions, can never be life. I only got a few seconds to say this, my brothers and sisters, but I'm looking at the time. Revelation 6 and 7 chapter needs to be looked at with close examination. 13th and 14th chapter looked upon with close examination. I can only tell you that since the rulers of this world have rebelled against the sending forth of the gospel and compel men to become prideful after the partialities whereby when the gospel went forth, men loved darkness more than light, our partiality and the constraints of the rulers rather than the fullness of the rule of the one king. It has left the world divided. And all these partial standards that refuse to reason as one, the scripture called the marks of the beast, the Goyim. Oh, the word for Goyim is also the word for Gentile, those who refuse in their multiplicity to reason as one. All of these are the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations. Scripture talks about that system that made war with the saints and overcame them. That after they murdered so many in the first centuries. You look at Micaiah, 24th chapter. Check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Hey, millions were murdered, my brothers and sisters, were silenced. The voice of those who knew the truth. The end result, my brothers and sisters, in silencing those who spoke the truth, men believing that if they didn't see righteousness, it did not count, were both vastly deceived by their rulers who only presented unrighteousness. The Messiah will come, my brothers and sisters, with great wrath upon those who presented this treachery, such as the kings will come forth one day saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? For they all have been treacherous against the truth of the covenant. Scripture speaks of this, my brother, and says, you need to read 67th chapter of Revelation. And it talks about confirming only those who will become true to the fullness of what the Most High said from the beginning. You need to compare that to Isaiah 48, talking about for a moment he will defer his anger. Who will hearken to the opportunity unto the fullness? When it is granted. Revelation 7 and 2 says the same thing around 48, 8 to 10. Isaiah says, who will understand, my brothers and sisters, when we examine these prophecies? That there must come an end to this, because the scripture talks about the people who will be confirmed. In that they, but the scripture says they will, follow the Lamb wherever he leads. Talk about those people who will be confirmed. Are they who will truly keep the commandments of Yah to the faith of Yeshua, that is not according to the standards of the nations. It says all those, my brothers and sisters, who refuse to hear that gospel, the word that transcends all the kings, upon them to fall the wrath of Almighty Yah. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, how whenever you are compelled to equate the rule of your rulers, your priests, your pastors, and kings, whom Messiah must reprove, you are compelled to consider their rights and equate it to the Most High, rather than him whom the Most High said he would send. You need to read Isaiah 49. You are taught blasphemy. In fact, you are taught damnation. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, in the name of Yahweh, covenant remembrance ministries, to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Please, my brothers and sisters, examine those articles on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Secret City Prophecies. Articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Articles like Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D. Brothers and sisters, articles like Remember the Promise. Most High will declare salvation only one way, and it is according to the fullness of all that he has declared. And if anyone, my brothers and sisters, falls short of this realization, forgetting what the Most High spoke through Messiah, if anyone, my brothers and sisters, think that he came to dishonor anything contained in the law and the prophets, as if these things would not come to bear. Scripture, anyone so deceived, my brothers and sisters, shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Your faith, my brothers and sisters, must be in the word of Yah, true as the Most High himself revealed it, beyond all of this world, and sought to constrain the mind not to understand. For the attaining of the victory, my brothers and sisters, is in coming to understand. I said, the attaining of the victory, my brothers and sisters, is coming to understand and to obey all that the whole world all the truth the Most High declared from the beginning that the whole world has sought to deny. Who will understand it in this time? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, whose ears the Most High has brought near, that they might humbly seek to understand and diligently seek, my brothers and sisters, to comprehend all things that He has declared as a promise for the blessing of His people. You've got no words.